You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Tonight is the first night of Passover. Sunday is Easter. Ramadan is a couple of weeks away. But the reality of COVID-19 means that instead of in-person gatherings, sharing meals, and praying together, people of faith are connecting online through Zoom meetings and YouTube recordings. Since the beginning of this epidemic, this is how spiritual leaders throughout the Bay Area have stayed in touch with their communities. In this next piece, we hear a sampling of how ministers, rabbis, imams, and monks are talking about the epidemic and the opportunity they say it offers for reflection. We begin with Martin Verhoeven, a teacher at the Berkeley Buddhist Monastery.
Okay. Things are a little different tonight because the hall is pretty much empty. So the reason for this is obviously what everybody by now knows is a very fast deteriorating condition associated with the pandemic of the coronavirus.
Welcome everybody to this Glide celebration online today. My name is Marvin K. White, and even in a pandemic, I am your minister of celebration.
Shabbat shalom and welcome, not to our virtual, because virtual implies it's not really happening, but welcome to our streaming video services for this Shabbat. And can you believe we made it another week, my friends? We can do this. We begin with Ma Yafeh Hayom on page 128.
Ma Yafeh Hayom, Shabbat.
You can type your questions online and then Locke will get them. Whoa. Okay. This is a big question. What are the causal conditions behind something like an epidemic or a pandemic? And then the next question is what we can do. The environment that you live in is karmically created. So I would just say it's interesting to me that these particular viruses are coming jumping out of the animal population across the species into the human. And that barrier has diminished, I think, to some degree to the intensity of our intrusion into the animal world. Karmically, the text would say, you're on a very dangerous path here because you are taking life. And there's a cost to that.
In these days of COVID-19, something within us is passing away. The former world with its sureties and distractions has dissolved, and we are left to face ultimate reality. I read Albert Camus' book, The Plague, because I wanted to see more deeply into what is happening now. And so The Plague is a way that Camus writes about a painful war and about the pain of being separated from someone he loves. He points out that we are surprised by plagues and wars, despite how often they recur in history. We simply don't want to believe what is happening to us. And so government officials refuse to face the magnitude of the crisis and offer lying reassurances that ultimately make things far worse.
We know these are trying times that we are faced with today, and we are aware that during times of deep trial, despair, and sadness, that Muslims seek comfort and guidance in the words of Allah in the Quran. Indeed, Allah reminds us that many people before us have suffered and had their faith tested. So too will we be tried and tested in this life.
This is a time that is calling us into another way of being with each other. What does it say? Nothing in the history of humankind ever felt more like love than this. There's so many opportunities for us to trust love and to know that love has the final word.
And bless every front line, wherever we find ourselves in this fight. Keep us all in love and light and comfort and safety and peace until we are together and gathered again.
Come on, put your hands together.
Amen. Hallelujah. Right on. Shalom. Salam. Namaste. And Ashe. Our community song is next.
Nobody turn me around, turn me around, turn me around.
That was Martin Verhoeven of the Berkeley Buddhist Monastery, Minister Marvin K. White of Glide Church in San Francisco, Rabbi Dana Magat of Temple Emmanuel in San Jose, Reverend Dr. Malcolm C. Young of San Francisco's Grace Cathedral, Imam Abdul Qadir Al-Amin of the Muslim Community Center in San Francisco, and Reverend Andriette Earle of Heart and Soul Center of Light in Oakland. That piece was produced by Judy Silber from KALW's The Spiritual Edge Project, and it was co-produced by Janae Darden with help from Adriana Rodriguez.